Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, read us where we're able. We'll routine to board a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
But if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hear ye, hear ye. King Servus the Terrible. All rise for King Servus the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Fielding Mellish, the president of San Marcos, goes on trial tomorrow for fraud, inciting to riot, conspiracy to overthrow the government, and using the word thighs in mixed company.
Please rise. Court is now in session. Judge Seymour Watson presiding. The people versus Fielding Mellish.
I object, Your Honor. This trial is a travesty. It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham. I move for a mistrial. Do you realize there's not a single homosexual on that jury?
Yes, there is.
Oh, really? Which one? Is it the big guy at the end?
Sorry. But I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the... So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raise their own shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Kelly.
California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. In constant sorrow all through his day. Trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. No pleasure here on earth I found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunbeam Valley. For many years where I may lay. Sleeping in my grave, while he is sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs
and the carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Hey, hey, Jesus is the turtle.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. It's old King Shaziz the Terrible here. Hope you're all doing well out there. Appears to be all the knights are out either slaying dragons or sleeping in, hitting the snooze button and such. Anyway, I posted a few links over there in the chat room to open up a few different lines of discussion and see where we go to from there. The first one was a video that I commented on yesterday. My friend Thomas sent a link to a song that he wanted me to hear. And when I watched the video, I was like, you know, This is what I typed in. I said, this video makes my heart and spirit and my soul cry for humanity. It is not by far the worst thing I have seen, but one of the many painful thorns on the cactus of life we find ourselves in. Please wake up, people, and help those who wish to stop the madness. We have the power. We have the numbers. Now we need the will to break these chains of despair and stop feeding the beast that is eating us all alive. Peace and love to all. You know, in his video, it showed some rockets taking off, you know, nuclear bombs, missiles, or whatever. It probably would be the worst day in the history of time if World War III were to ever start and it were to go to nuclear. I can't think of a more scary sight to see than missiles flying up through the sky and leaving the trails behind. There was a video quite some time back, I can't remember the name of it, but essentially it was depicting World War III, a nuclear war, and what would go on. And I can remember they had a scene from Kansas, and you seen all these people looked up in the sky, and they seen all these trails of missiles flying through the air. Of course, you know, on the other side, there would be missiles retaliating at the same time. It kind of like falls under the mutual assured destruction. Whoever's got them would fire them, and whoever's left standing is basically, you know, the boss or whatever. And if there was anything left to fight over, it would be down to conventional warfare from that point on. Chances are there wouldn't be nothing left to fight over anyway if it ever went to that extreme. Now look out there into this world through social networks like YouTube and Facebook and all these different deals, and I kind of sit back, I watch and observe and I pay attention to everything that's being said and all the things that's going on, all the dramas and life events that are happening, you know, out there that people are sharing with each other or whatever. And it kind of really worries me about the direction in which humanity's going. You know, today's morality isn't yesterday's morality. I played that little clip there from Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil. And he talks about in there, you know, all the things that he would do and, you know, the way that... Uh, he would basically guide society. And if you really seriously listen to that, you pretty much see exactly what he was talking about. And keep in mind that that particular deal was put there a long time ago. I think, I can't remember the date on there, but it was way back 1965 when Paul Harvey did that. Oddly enough, I was born in 1965. So it seemed like the day I got here, everything started going down the hill there. You know, 1965 was the last year, or 1964, the year prior, was the last year they made real silver coins. From that point on, it was copper-coated, silver-plated, or whatever, and then it got even less than that, and so even the money system began to go downhill at the same time. I say it's luck of the draw, bad luck. I showed up around about that time. Paul Harvey's talking about things going downhill like that, and man. Anyway, so watching this video, and I look inside there, and I'm watching the missiles go off, and I'm seeing the trails, and I'm seeing all the people standing around in rubble, and I'm seeing the tears in the baby's eyes, and all the different people around the world hiding in fear and trying to just survive, you know. I can't really get a grip on why it is that mankind would want to do that to one another, you know, for power or whatever. I don't believe it's the average Joe that wants to go around bombing everybody. I don't believe that it's you know, the average Russian, the average American, the average Chinese. I believe that those folks at the top that seem to have somewhere along the line either sold their souls to evil, or sold their morality down the river for gold and silver and whatever fine things that they could get in their life. But those are all things that are just things, you know. They can't take them with them when they die. They're not taking their pot of gold with them. It's, you know, they might have it buried in the ground with them, but that's just it. They're still not taking them with them. And all the dirty deeds that they have done throughout their entire life will basically tarnish their soul for eternity. It'll follow them around. You know, wherever they go from here to there or whatever. They still made choices in this life to do some terrible things to people. And I don't know a single person out there. I haven't met one individual out there who can look in the eyes of a child crying and not be affected. Whether that child be hungry or sad or upset, I can't see anybody out there not being affected. I have never met anybody who was that hateful, that cold and ruthless, that could sit there and laugh in the face of a crying child. Really breaks my heart to see that kind of stuff. You know, like I said, it's not the worst thing that I've ever seen in my life. I've seen some terrible things. I've seen things that no man or woman should ever have to witness. But every time I see stuff like that, and I see that somebody puts a message out there, and they're crying out for humanity to recognize this kind of stuff and realize that we got to turn the path that we're on to a different direction. You know, maybe in some sense the elitist of the world feel like the ends justify the means. You know, the Georgia Guidestones drop the population down to a more manageable level, 500 million or whatever. That means a whole lot of people got to go. That means that somebody's got to make a choice who lives, who dies. And that saddens my heart, because no man has the authority to take another man's life. No man has that right to take what is not his. No man has the power over another man. In my mind and my belief system, my spiritual walk in life, there's only, you know, one entity that is in charge of all this, that has the choice, the Creator Himself. You know, regardless of what you believe or don't believe, I still don't believe you personally want to see death and destruction in this world. I still don't believe that you, the individual, even if you might not be the nicest fellow or gal in the world, I don't believe your heart is cold enough to want to see anybody starve or anybody suffer, anybody be tortured or anybody die. I have enough faith in humanity to feel like that the majority of all the living individuals on this planet are good-hearted souls. And even though they might make some really poor choices in life, for the most part, they will do the right thing at the right time when need be. And possibly even the racist man driving down the road, seeing another race laying off in the ditch and in trouble, would find it in their heart to help them out. You know, there might be some trash in this world that wouldn't. But those individuals, I feel, are so few and so far in between, are the minority of the whole of society. I don't believe that the entire world is bad. You know, people say that man is inherently evil, you know. I don't believe that. I believe that mankind and their free will has the opportunity to choose between right and wrong on a daily basis. It's like when the sun comes up, you have a whole new platform, a whole new plate, a whole new chalkboard or whatever, to a new palette to draw a new day, a new destiny for yourself and your family and those around you. I believe that the potential of everyone to succeed in life and be happy and live a fruitful and productive and prosperous life is in the hands of every single individual. You know, there's no one who can get you off the couch but you. There's no one who can start the process of making your circle better but you. You know, they say the Lord helps those who help themselves. They say the Lord helps those who can't help themselves. And putting the right person in the right place at the right time could make all the difference in somebody's life. I'm sure there's so many people out there who have done some wonderful things, that have taken care of some needy people, lifted them up, you know. Lifted their spirits up from where it was. This life can be pretty ruthless. It can beat you down. It can take its toll on even the best of us. And I feel like, you know, Ken Anderson one time, he put this deal out, and I play it on the radio show all the time, and he talks about the 1%, the top 1%. And he's pretty much saying that, you know, if you can hear my voice right now, then he considers you part of the top 1%. And if you have access to clean drinking water and education and transportation and all the different things that we take for granted on a daily basis, that you're part of the 1%. Because there are those in many nations that aren't as fortunate as we are. Yeah, I think Ken Anderson's a wonderful soul. I think he's a good-hearted individual with a lot of brilliance to him. I met him here on the Knights of the Round Table, and through a bunch of other wonderful people that had come together to pretty much talk about the things that we're talking about right now and then some. So there's one individual from clear across the globe from me. I believe today he's living somewhere in Hawaii. And then I talked to individuals from Russia and from Ireland and Scotland and Canada and all over the globe, and pretty much get the same feelings about each and every one of them. While we don't necessarily agree on every single thing that we talk about, which is normal, we're all humans, we're not going to always agree. The underlying basics of it all is that we all pretty much agree that we want a better world. And for the most part, society has left this all in the hands of a few elite, a few representatives, you know. You go to work and you got these government officials that are out there under the guise of protecting the citizens and keeping law and order in order. And then many times they end up abusing their authority or abusing their system, abusing the deal for financial gain or power or whatever. So the system is broken. It needs definite repair. But it's not going to come about via the system repairing itself. It's like the criminal investigating his own crime, you know. You just can't. It don't work like that. We need to come together as a community from all different nations, from all different races, from all different religious backgrounds and belief systems. And we need to put all them petty differences aside. It doesn't matter to me what you think about whether or not the Bible is real or not real, whether somebody faked it or not faked it. Those are the words that I pretty much use to guide my life through. You know, and so there ain't no reason to hate me because that's where my beliefs come from. I mean, there's really not a lot you can do to change my beliefs. I'm going to always believe the way that I choose to believe, so whatever works for me in my personal reality in my own little circle. But if we're going to step outside of our own individual circles and work together, then I have to understand that you probably don't believe the same things that I believe. And chances are, no matter what I say to you, you're probably not going to change your mind and come over and believe the way that I believe. Does that mean I need to come over and force you to believe in my God and threaten your life and tell you, well, you're going to burn in hell if you don't believe what I believe? No, that's not the way that you let your light shine and lead by example. I just try to practice what I preach and then let you see my life from your point of view. And if there's anything that you see in my life that benefits you, you might well as adopt it to your life. That's how you get your message across. You don't get your message across foul-mouthing people and cursing you. You basically deplete your argument when you go into that. A respectful delivery of your message, and then back off and let people absorb it. Let people think about it. Let people see that this person that is giving me the message is, you know, he's practicing what he preaches. Maybe there's something to this. I do believe in God, and I'll always believe in God until there's something that comes along that convinces me otherwise. And so that's my own personal spiritual journey that I walk upon. And as long as you can respect mine, I can respect yours, and we can walk that journey together, and we'll see who's right when we get to the end of the road there. But one thing stands true about the first video that I talked about there is that there are a lot of people in this world suffering. There's a lot of heartache going on. There's a lot of fear-mongering out there, scare tactics used to control the masses into believing that you're powerless and helpless against the world and all the stuff going on, but you're not. You, the individual, ain't never been powerless. You, the individual, have more power than you can possibly imagine. The power at your fingertips, the knowledge at your disposal is off the scale. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. You have the power of your actions. You have the power of love. And those tools in your arsenal make for one heck of a defense. One heck of a tool. One heck of a way to basically go out and try to do right. You know, the Knights of the Round Table. What is a Knight of the Round Table? Jump over there to the Knights of the Round Table podcast on ShazizRadio.com, you know, and check it out. Just read what it says. It's not some secret group or organization that comes together and tries to plot to take the world or whatever. It's a bunch of like-minded individuals who believe in a cause, believe in justice and freedom and love and common sense. It's about coming together and voicing our views out there to tell people. Sometimes we might be preaching to the choir and talking to those folks who, you know, already get it. But it's those individuals out there who might just drop in on the Knights of the Round Table to see what it's all about that we want them to hear the message as well, to know that there are solutions out there for every problem. We have enough people in this world that are brilliant with talents and skills that can do amazing things. And if we could only bring these individuals to the table, if we could only show you ways but by which you can do things like supplement your energy costs so that you have a few more dollars that you can help yourself or maybe even help somebody else in need. Or if you learn some gardening skills like my friend Steve talks about all the time. You know, my buddy Steve, I tell you what, he is a wonderful soul. I wish that more people could really get to know him on a personal level. He's just an awesome guy. I got my buddy Muddy Mudman out there, you know. He's funny, he's wonderful, he's just awesome. I can't say enough good stuff about him and Thomas and you know, all these individuals out there. Justin is a brilliant individual. Sometimes me and Justin butt heads because, you know, I got different terminology than he got, and I kind of aggravate him sometimes and he aggravates me, but it's you know, it's a good thing. It's a friendship kind of thing that keeps us both on our toes, you know. One ain't going to let the other, you know, get over on each other. It's an interesting relationship. He's brilliant. And he's working on some things in his own personal circle. A lot of wonderful folks out there. Terry Woodruff and Ryan Abrams. And, you know, from the time that I met all these individuals out here on YouTube, I paid attention, you know. Go look at Russ from RWG Research. He's got a family over there. He's a brilliant individual. He does a lot of work, and you can see the love for his family and the work that he does and the way that he interacts with them when one of his kids comes into the video or something like that. Same thing with Ryan. You know he's a good dad when you see him. And just listening to these individuals out here talk to each other and the way that they respect one another, even if they disagree, it's a pretty awesome deal. You know, I don't believe in a whole lot of their spiritual beliefs or whatever, but that don't mean that I can't recognize the goodness in them and the person that they are and the talents and skills and gifts that they have. it's pretty much the case that not a one of us out there know the whole story, because we've all been indoctrinated to some extent. We've all been told certain things that may or may not be true. You know, history may have been rewritten, and it may have been a flat-out lie from the get-go. We don't know, because there's been so much lies, deceit, and propaganda and corruption in this world. And to wade through this, I have an old saying that you can't walk through a cesspool and come out the other side smelling like a rose. You know, and nobody out there is pretty much going to get into heaven without some sort of scar on them. You know, life is painful. Life is like wrestling a cactus. But I think about what would it be like if we lived in the perfect world and there wasn't no kind of pain, there wasn't no kind of suffering, there wasn't no kind of challenges for us to try to overcome. And I think, you know, that would probably be all right. You know, that'd probably be all right for a while. But would the human spirit be able to just sit idly by and just enjoy life? Or would they look for a challenge? Would they want to try to see how far they could go? You know that Star Trek theme that I keep playing, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Humans are an adventurous people. They just want to seek adventure. They want to see what's out there. They want to see what they can, how far that they can go, what they can accomplish. And as terrible as it may sound, there are some things that, you know, if we didn't have nothing to overcome, we might just get a little bored. If we didn't have some sort of mission, some sort of evil to fight against, some sort of, you know, dark versus light kind of thing, you know, the hero. I think in some ways that everyone out there is a hero. You don't think about it. You don't think about the little things that you do. You don't think about whenever you just stop by, you've seen somebody holding up a sign that says, you know, work for food, and you give them a few dollars or whatever to go buy them something to eat. You got individuals out there that won't give them money, that say, well, if I give that guy money, he's just going to go over and buy liquor with it. Well, so be it. So be it. That liquor may be the only piece of happiness that individual will have for some time. You know, it's not ours to judge. It's ours to try to do the best that we can for one another. And if you're worried about that man going to the liquor store, then spend more time with that man. Get to know that man. See if there's a way that you can use the light that you've got within you to shine, to show him that there is something worthwhile out there in this world. A lot of folks look at society and the complexity of everything that's going on, and they finally just say, you know, look, I can't do nothing about this. It just, why even bother? And so they take themselves out of society and just wander the earth as if, you know, waiting in a waiting room for their time to come. And so they disconnect themselves from what could potentially be a wonderful thing. You know, the companionship, the friendship that said that could make for them their lives and stuff. A potential family, a potential friend, or, you know. These are all kinds of things I think about, and it all stems from an instantaneous moment in time when I see something that touches my heart or worries my soul, you know, disrupts my spirit. When I see the tears in people's eyes, and I think that, you know, there's a story behind that. Those folks weren't there by choice. They weren't there because they chose to, you know, be in the middle of a war zone, or, you know, they're trying to protect their family. They're trying to get to safety. They're trying to find food. They're trying to find shelter and water. The top 1%, as Kent would call them, being you and me and him and everyone else, we have the power to try to make these things better. And even if it's just a little bit at a time, even if it's just in our own little circles of life, every step we make towards goodness is one step better for humanity. There have been many incidents where we tried to do good things and we got knocked a few steps back, but we came back again. Inch by inch, step by step, we moved forward again. And that's the struggle. And the day that we all lay down and give up on the struggle, and the day that we just say, you know, to heck with it and let the dark side win over on all the goodness of the world, there's a lot of sayings out there, you know, evil prevails when good men do nothing. And it's so true. If you can open your eyes and open your ears and open your mind and your heart, you'll hear wisdom coming from some of the least likely places. And it is a battle between good and evil. We've been fighting this battle since the dawn of mankind. And if you take the story from a biblical sense, we've been fighting this battle since the day we left the Garden of Eden. I still believe that it's, to some extent, we could actually rebuild the Garden of Eden. I believe that our Creator gave us the technology, the knowledge, the gifts, the will to literally do whatever that we could do. I can see that if I was the Creator, if I was God, and I made man, I would give them every single tool that they needed, every single answer, and divide it up exactly like he did. I would divide it up amongst all men so that all men have to come to an understanding that the only way that they could actually bring about heaven on earth is to literally start working hand in hand with each other. You are your brother's keeper. You are that person that is the caretaker of not only yourselves, but your children and your neighbors and your friends and your family and all the communities that you live in and the animals and the wildlife and the nature that surrounds you. And the choices that you make affect all of them. The things that you could accomplish if you really set your mind and heart to it are off the scale, are unbelievable. You can do this thing. If I was the Creator and I looked down onto my creation, all my people down there, and I saw them starting to learn and starting to understand. And they got it, you know, and they started working together. They started being good caretakers and good family members and good fathers and mothers and brothers and sons and sisters and so on. And they started putting back whenever they took something, you know, and sharing with one another and putting down their weapons of war and taking everything that I gave them. And would want to see how far they could actually go. I would want to see if they could literally bring about heaven on earth. And I believe that we were given that capability. I honestly believe that we have the power to overcome all evil of this world. I believe that we literally have the power to bring about heaven on earth. Now, according to the prophecies and all the things foretold in the future, that mankind will fail. But I don't believe it's written in stone. When the disciples asked Jesus, how will we know when you're getting ready to return? He said, there'll be signs, you know. And he said, lest these days be shortened, these things must come to pass, to fear not. And it's that little phrase in there, that lest these days be shortened. Which tells me that, you know, there's a slim chance that if y'all get your act together, this stuff won't happen. And even to the extent that it says that no man shall know the time or day, that he'll come like a thief in the night, would tell me that not to worry about when he's going to get here, because you ain't going to know anyway. So, in that time that we have left, we should be doing the best that we can for one another. When you see them, that video, and you see them missiles and them mushroom clouds coming up over there, and you think about the repercussions of what that means, what it really literally means that once one of those things leaves the ground, for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. And you see what's going to occur before it ever even occurs in your mind. You know the seriousness of that situation once those things are launched. I submit to the world that we should do every single possible thing that we can do to avert this ever even occurring. You know, nip it in the bud, like they say. Stop it before it even starts. Because just like the bullet of a gun, once it comes out of that barrel, there's no way to put it back. There's no way to stop it. And your words that come out of your mouth are like the bullets coming out of a gun. You know, they talk about the sword. They talk about the power of the spoken word and the mightiness of the sword. The words coming out of your mouth is a sword that you can wield to either lift somebody up to the highest heights of heaven or down to the lowest depths of hell. And if you choose wisely your words to talk to anybody, you can get your point across. You can show people that there is a better way than what we've got going on. This is why I say and do the things that I do, people. That's why I do my YouTube channel the way that I do it, you know. When you're dealing with a world of madness, sometimes you have to use fire, fight fire with fire. You have to use madness to fight madness. You have to throw the crazy out there to get the crazy to pay attention. And I don't mean people out there are forever crazy. I mean they're living in a crazy world. And like I said, you can't walk across the cesspool and come out the other side smelling like a rose. It's going to wear off on you some point. You're just going to blow your stack. You're going to do the crazy along with all the crazies. It's like every man for himself. You know, we got to be that guy or gal that's at the party and they see the fight breaking out, and the one that gets in there and intervenes and brings the peace back to the situation. The good book said, "Blessed be the peacemakers, and the meek shall inherit the earth." We got to continue to be the peacemakers. And just like the book says, we're going to come under attack. And you know for a fact, if you're one of the radio hosts out here in any one of these networks, you know for a fact what that means. You've done it. You've lived it. You've experienced what it means to be under attack. And attack isn't always physical. Attack can be with some words that will come out there from sometimes even your best friend. Before they know what they've done, they just took a chunk out of your soul with the power of their words. To some extent, I'm preaching to the choir. but to others new to the game that are looking out there in this world somewhere for some sort of beacon of hope or light that would shine, that would tell them that, look, there is something worth keep going for. You pull that man or woman off the side of that bridge and you tell them that you love them. That gives them something to look forward to. That gives them some sort of hope, some sort of something. Chances are they didn't end up on that bridge edge for nothing. They ended up there because they felt the point to the hopelessness that they just couldn't take it anymore. But if they can understand that they're not the only ones going through the same thing, you know, that you're going through it as well, and you just figured out a way that you can deal with it. I deal with it with my good book, all right? The one that people despise and mock and ridicule. I deal with that. I deal with it with that. And I deal with it with my friends, such as Muddy Muddy Mudman, who lifts my spirit up, checks in on me once in a while, and all the other individuals out there who do the same. And even though I haven't heard from Kent for a while personally, I've listened to his voice and his words that he read on the Shout It From a Mountain episode. It plays over there on the Auto DJ whenever there's not a live show going. I hear it every single night without fail. I hear his words. And it reminds me of what it is that we're doing here. It reminds me of the honorable deeds, the honorable goal that we have set down before ourselves and the world to try to accomplish the almost impossible goal of bringing everybody together. There's some really beautiful people out there. If you just listen to what they got to say, you don't have to agree. But know that what they got to say is their story. You know, Patty Walking Turtle out there, she's got a good show. She brings everybody together. They sit down at the table. They don't always agree on everything. They pass the walking stick around, or the talking stick around, and take turns of saying what they got to say. Granada Steve and all those wonderful people out there, you just got to give them a shot and listen to what they got to say. You don't have to agree. Just know that every single person has their own story. Every single person has their own views. And they all want pretty much what you want. Two Dogs out there with his community. He's doing the best that he can with what he's got to work with his community. He's trying to help them out. And there's a bunch of them. You know? There's a bunch of wonderful people out there. And they come together. And sometimes when they listen to me, they don't like what I got to say. I know it. I can understand it. It doesn't jive with what they believe. But you know, for the most part, they don't tell me I'm stupid. They don't run me into the dirt for believing differently than them. They just keep on staying steady and doing what it is that they do. They keep on leading by example from their faith and their beliefs and their ideas. They keep on being them. They don't let nobody come in and twist their lives around and make them think the way that somebody else feels they should think. They practice what they preach. They believe what they believe. And maybe my beliefs and their beliefs will clash. But you know, the love that they talk about is universal. From one group of people who believe in this world and the Creator, they lead by example. And the love that we all talk about, it doesn't matter whether you're Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu or not, or just a hardcore atheist or whatever. The respect and the love is universal. This is a wonderful world if you give it a chance. This could be a wonderful life. I also threw some other links down inside there, over there in the Shaziz Radio chat room on the superchat.html. I put one out there from Green Power Science about solar panels and supplementing your energy bills. And he kind of breaks it down a little bit financially in there, points out that, you got to see how much you're using. You got to calculate up how many panels you're going to need or whatever, and shows you ways by which you can actually, you know, change a little bit of lighting or some of your habits as far as washing your clothes and stuff to not have to spend so much money in order to be able to use electricity. Save you some money that you could use for yourself or even to benefit somebody else. And below that one is a DIY guitar deal. And inside there it shows how he puts together one of them CNC machines, which is pretty impressive. Thomas Anderson tells me about CNC machines all the time. It's where the computer will cut out, you know, whatever design you got. And he makes a guitar out of it. You know, it's pretty cool. But these things that we got, all these things that I'm talking about, the solar panels, the wind turbines, the tools, the technology, the information that we have at our disposal to access. As far as I'm concerned, we live in the golden age. The age of possibilities, the age of being able to accomplish things that were otherwise considered not possible. And I believe in possibilities. I believe that together, there isn't nothing that we can't accomplish. You know, if I didn't believe what I believed, if I didn't believe in the dream, if I didn't believe in the networks or any of this stuff, there's times when, like you can hear, I'm sitting here alone right now. I don't have none of the knights of the round table with me. Not one. But they're out there in their life and they're taking care of things. They're taking care of their families. They can't always be there in the castle and around the round table. And they can't always be talking to people. But when they do show up, the quality of the discussions and the conversations and the ideas that are shared with everybody out there are brilliant. And so as long as I can hold down the fort and wait for them to get back from slaying dragons and fighting with the evil of the world and overcoming adversities, that's exactly what I do. I'd like to see a whole lot more people over there in the Awake chat room. I'd like to see a whole lot more people over there in the people-to-people chat room and the Scottish Sovereigns on the Land. I'd like to see a whole lot more people over there in the Shaziz Radio chat room. And over at shazizradio.com/superchat.html, you can get the best of both worlds for two different networks. You can talk to both crews. The tools are here. I tell people on my YouTube all the time, if they want to talk to me, you know, about anything, come over to Shaziz Radio, jump on Skype, jump over there on Facebook or something. And don't give up if you can't get a hold of me the first time, because there's enough people out there who know how to get a hold of me. They'll figure it out. You know? And if you can't get a hold of me, you'll stumble into one of the other nice guys out there like Terry Woodruff or Ryan or Muddy or, you know, Justin or any of these guys out there. Brilliant. Done a lot of research. Thomas. And the combined knowledge that you can gather from each other is incredible. So So yeah, I believe we live in the golden age. I believe we live in the time where we have access to so much information that, you know, you got to use it in moderation so you don't drive yourself insane. But the things, the capabilities of creating things that we could otherwise not, is beyond all imagination. That you're only limited by what you can imagine. That, to me, is awesome. You know, I sometimes get frustrated because I think that we should be so much further along than what we are today. But I'm also, at the same sense, I'm thankful because, just like I said before, humans need a challenge. They need things to overcome. They need things to feel like they're needed in the world. Well, if you think there's nothing out there in the world that you're needed for, think again. Look around you. There are people in this world so much worse off than what you are. There are people in this world that are hungry. There are people in this world that are dying. There are people in this world that are sick. There are people in this world who would love just to hear your voice, to hear you say something like, "How you doing, my friend?" That's the true magic of what we have at our disposal here. The true magic of being able to reach out to somebody and uplift them. You know, in their eyes, you're like a god. In their eyes, you're like the savior, you know. Nobody ever, ever said hi to me. Nobody ever, ever said I love you. Nobody ever, ever asked me how I was doing until this person came along. But you did. And I've talked to a lot of wonderful individuals that I've met via my YouTube channel that look up at me as, you know, like this, you know, celebrity kind of guy, you know? And the first thing I got to do when I get to talking to them is let them know, brother, no, you know, we're on the same level. I'm just another dude out there just talking, you know? I'm just trying to do the right thing, same thing that you do. Don't hold me up on the pedestal, you know? The whole King Shaziz the Terrible, you know, that's just a Knights of the Round Table funny there, you know. If you know my heart, you know I'm not really terrible. I see the world in a whole different light than most folks out there. Doesn't make me any better or any worse than any individual that might come along. It just means that I'm one of the individuals out there who get it. I'm one of the individuals who can see past color and see past religion and see past politics and see the person. When you look in that war-torn zone and you see those tears in that baby's eye, you don't ask, what, is that a little black baby crying or is that a little white baby crying? Doesn't matter. To you, it's a baby. To you, it's a human soul, a innocent spirit sitting there in suffering. And you want to just reach through the TV screen or the computer monitor and you want to pull them up in your arms and hold them and hug them and tell them you love them and feed them and take care of them. I know the true spirit of man. Two Dog knows the true spirit of man. Gerald Whitehorse knows the spirit of man. Patty Walking Turtle knows the spirit of man. Granada Steve knows the spirit of man. The true spirit of man. Thomas and Muddy and all these guys and gals that take their time out of their own personal lives to come out here and talk to you and share ideas. They know the true spirit of man. We have potentials to go both ways. And there is a battle between good and evil, trying to pull one, it will pull you one or the other way. you roll over into the dark side and just embrace the craziness, or you can roll over on the light side and try to do what is right and make this world a better place to literally bring about heaven on earth. We have that potential. Each and every one of us is a piece of that puzzle. Each and every one of us is the gear in the machine of life that makes this world go round. I can't give up on you, and I hope that you can't give up on me. I hope you can't give up on your neighbors or your child or your loved one. I hope you can't give up on your family. We take for granted a lot of stuff. We take for granted that our friends and our family members are always going to be there. I mean, it's like every time I'm there, they've been there all this time, you know. Every time I needed them, they were there for me, you know. Unfortunately, the way that life is, it's not always going to be like that. We're going to miss individuals. We're going to miss a lot of wonderful souls that did a lot of good work. A lot of awesome individuals. You know, I just try to reach out to people and try to speak a little bit of common sense. That's all I got. You know, without common sense, without peace and love in your heart, what do you have? The world just goes down a direction that you just don't want. The end of that road isn't a nice one. That CNC machine that I was talking about, man, that's like awesome. I mean, I've seen flatbed scanners and engraver systems where you can really do some amazing things, but the tools, the technology that we have at our disposal, could you imagine what we could do if we could bring all these people from all these different nations and all of our tools together combined in a shop, what we could actually create? Things that would solve the world problems, such as, you know, ways to pump water and efficiently run electricity to ensure that everyone has heat when they need heat, and everyone has cool when they need cool, and everyone has water and food and shelter when they need it. Don't tell me that we can't do this. Don't tell me that it's not possible to bring peace, hope, and love around the world. Thousands and thousands of dollars, millions and trillions of dollars are spent on war machines on a regular basis. Just in one day alone, all nations spend so much money, so much resource, so much effort trying to defend each other from each other, trying to attack one another. And if we could take that focus away from the war and bring that focus into the effort of bringing somebody up out of the dirt, somebody to take a tissue and wipe that tear from that baby's eye and put some food in that baby's belly, we have all the resources that we will ever need to take care of all the people of this planet. We have to somehow or another get past the greed. We have to somehow get past the me, me, me kind of thing. I don't want to make people feel bad for what you do have. What you do have are blessings, and you need to thank the good Lord above that you have all the blessings you do. And you need to thank the good Lord for your family and your friends. And if you don't believe in a higher power, then at least be thankful for what you got. And understand that there are those out there who don't. It's common sense. It's humanity. The potential that lies within each and every one of you individuals is the potential to save the world. Is it your job to bear the weight of the world on your shoulders by yourself? No. But the potential is there for you to literally say the right thing at the right time to literally save the world. I'll say it on my side of the planet. You say it on your side of the planet. Those who believe and want the same exact thing will say it on their side of the planet. And just like the whole pay it forward thing, you tell three people and then they tell three people and then they tell three people and they practice what they preach all the way through there. They're paying it forward. They're helping one another. And they're talking to their leaders and they're saying, look at the example that we the people are setting for one another and look at what you are doing. This is what we want. This is the life that we want. We want these people to be taken care of. We don't want those people over there to be bombed with your weapons of war. And most of the wars that are fought over resources aren't even necessary. There is no energy crisis. There's never been no energy crisis. Who cares if we run out of oil? Who cares if we run out of coal? There are so many different methods by which to literally tap into the energy that nature has provided and work in harmony with nature without ever even polluting or causing any harm or discomfort to anyone or any living thing. We don't need oil. We don't even need natural gas. We don't need nuclear. There are so many different ways. But it takes ears to listen. It takes a mind to open up. It takes a heart to understand that on the way that we're heading right now, the path that we are on as humanity is going to lead us somewhere. Every path leads somewhere. The path that we're presently on as humanity, as mankind, as a world family, it ends in sure destruction. It's all our worst nightmares come to pass, you know. It's what we don't want that we're running straight towards. And the moment our world goes off that cliff into the abyss, there's no getting it back. If you think that maybe potentially there were societies prior to our society, that there were advanced civilizations that came and gone because they got so technically inclined that they literally battled and destroyed themselves and wiped themselves off the planet, and then we started over from cavemen again and worked our way back up to the new or whatever. If you honestly believe that, then you honestly need to be intelligent enough to understand that we need to figure out a way not to repeat that. We need to figure out a way to control all the knowledge that we got to the extent that we don't use it for weapons of war and mass destruction, and we don't take our society. What if this was the very last stand of humanity? We need to be the ones to break the chains. In every family where there's abuse, there's always a family member or a father that is abusive and harming one of the family members, and then the next one gets up. The kid grows up and has his own family, and that's the only thing he knew was if you get mad, you smack your wife around or your kid. But he needs to be the one to understand that he didn't like it. when it was happening to him, he needs to be the one to break these chains of despair and start working towards raising his family in a different way. The question of time, do we have enough time to teach all the individuals out there how to not only love themselves, but to love their neighbors and their friends and their family, and to treat each other with respect and common sense? I do believe in the dream. I believe this is possible. I believe that we seriously can accomplish this. It didn't get this way overnight, and the chances are it's not going to be fixed overnight, but it's going to take a step-by-step procedure, a little bit at a time. It's going to take you making the conscious decision that you're not satisfied with the way that this world is going. You're not satisfied with it. You're not satisfied with the death and destruction and the starvation. And you choose to, at the very least, in your own circle, you choose to do for yourself, you choose to do for others, and make this world a better place. That's what it's all about here at the Knights of the Round Table. That's what it's all about. The Scotty Sovereigns on the Land and People to People Radio and Wake Radio and TCT and 1800 Online and all the other networks out there combined. They're pointing out the evils. They're not trying to fearmonger, but it's kind of hard to do in the world that we live in today to try to tell everybody what's going on without throwing a little bit of fear involved in there. But it's not about that. It's about telling people that there is hope. The power of love in itself is the most powerful tool in your arsenal. And the time that we live in, the golden age, the fact that we can sit here and listen and talk to one another from clear across the world, crossing international boundaries, and share an idea that could span the test of time, be the stepping stones for our future children's. Not just my children from here in America, but your children from Russia, your children from Scotland and Ireland and Canada and China and Japan and Korea and Vietnam, Mexico. There are wonderful souls in every nation on this planet. There are wonderful souls by the thousands. There are wonderful people divided by language barriers that don't understand when somebody else is talking to them what they're talking about. But nonetheless, they're still wonderful souls. America is probably the most blessed country of all, because we've had the honor of having people from all nations come here to want to live. Regardless of the faults that you might see that America, that you don't agree with the politics, you don't agree with certain things, aspects of history or whatever, one thing you can't deny is how blessed America's been to be a melting pot, to have every race, every nation, every color represented here in the United States of America. And for those of you Americans out there and those of you government officials, then you need to understand that to stand there and be the leader of this great nation is not only an honor, but it is a huge responsibility. It is a huge responsibility to keep the dream alive. to be that beacon of light, that lighthouse that's on the stormy seas of the world, that you can literally bring about an idea that people, if you lead by example, people are more apt to follow in their own nations. I want to see Russia be Russia. I want to see China be China. I want to see Japan be Japan, and Korea be Korea, and Canada be Canada. We don't need to fall under some one world flag. We need to keep our heritages and our lives and the memories of our past mistakes and so on alive, so that we can remember never, ever to repeat those mistakes again. That we live proud as our forefathers, and we live proud knowing of how we got where we're at. And we understand that the mistakes that we made in the past were terrible mistakes. But we have figured out how to come together. We figured out how to do this without giving one person or one entity, one government, the rule over us. We've decided that we want to remain sovereign nations that are neighbors and friends and family. A lot of culture in every single nation would stink to see all that go by the wayside and just kind of get melted in, and you just miss out on what it is. So if you're a leader in the United States and you swore an oath to take care of your people, then you need to do so. You need to take care of your people, which are the people of the world. We're not the best of the best. We are a melting pot of the best. We don't stand above other nations. We stand side by side with other nations. Not under some one world government, not under some one world religion, but under some one world idea that we as humanity need to choose a different path than what we're on. We need to let our love and our light shine. And we need to lead by example. We need to show the world something other than what I seen in that video. Something other than living under the umbrella of fear. If you're a leader of the United States of America, if you're a senator or a congressman or the president of the United States, you're standing on holy ground as far as I'm concerned. You're standing on holy ground because that is the only ground in between that and total chaos, and you should be proud to bring other people to this country. And you should be proud to defend their freedom and their rights. But you shouldn't be proud of the track record that you've had so far. It's an honor for you to serve the community. And it's a huge responsibility to do it right. I want everybody out there to take care of themselves. If you believe in the dream, tell people to come over here to ShaziasRadio.com and join in on the chat rooms. Tell them to go over to Awake Radio, Scottish Sovereigns on the Land. Tell them to go to 1800 Online or TCT Radio or all of them. There's plenty of links on this channel that are linked to other links that are to other links of all the different networks that are involved in what it is that we're trying to accomplish here. And it starts with you. Tell your people on your Facebook or your YouTube, you know, hey, stop in once in a while. Say hi to a friend. Join in on the Knights of the Round Table and tell people how you can help fix this world. Because at the end of the day, folks, we are all we got. And if you don't believe in God, then you need to pretty much be able to trust your neighbor. Otherwise, the wars, the rumors of wars, the plagues, the famine, and the pestilence will continue on into the future until we are like whatever community you believe was before us, and we destroy ourselves with our own arrogance. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
Throughout humanity's existence on Earth, there have been rulers and there have been the slaves. Which line do you fall into? An easy question with a not-so-easy answer. The fact of the matter is that by merely being able to listen to the sound of my voice automatically puts you into what I call the real 1%. Nearly 7 billion souls on this tiny speck of sand in this universe, most of them, nearly 6.5 billion, try to scratch out a living on less than $2 per day. The disparity between the haves and have-nots is incredibly wide. Yet, you are the 1%. The 1% which has access to clean water, food, electricity, internet, education, the list goes on and on. Daily, we're conditioned to make money, pay our taxes, because it's patriotic, buy things we really don't need, and to teach our children to do the exact same thing. We live in a world where they're told our personal self-worth is measured by the money we have and the things we own, sometimes not realizing we really don't own anything. After all, we can't take any of it with us when we leave this little speck of dust at the end of the day. We're made to believe that we are unfortunate to those who have more wealth than we do. We are made to believe that because of this disparity, we are the downtrodden, the disadvantaged, without ever looking at the full picture. We are tricked in divisiveness between left and right, between him and her, us and them, between black and white, where there really is no black and white, just many shades of gray. And yet we still run on a treadmill like little rats in a cage. We wake up, we work, we pay tax, we go home, we buy stuff to fill an empty hole in our souls. And the cycle repeats. Instead of doing a more intelligent thing of downsizing, doing with less and helping fellow humanity, we keep running on the treadmill. Bigger houses, fancier cars, bigger TVs. The biggest step to finding a solution is to realize a problem exists. The next step comes from within. I'm Kent Anderson, and you've been listening to Shouted from the Moon. What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
Time. say you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out, promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Yeah.
Into the Knights of the Round Table with old King Shaziz the Terrible, and seems like most of the knights are out either sleeping in from the hard night of slaying dragons or whatever. Just want to send a big old wave of love out to all the individuals that showed up in the chat room out there, Stephen Gibbons and Sister Tracy and the Two Dog, and I don't even know who else is up there. I have to scroll up to see if anybody's over there in the wake right, the chat room there. Just a lot of wonderful people. Patty Walker looks like I see her up in there. You know, I just can't say enough about all these individuals out here. You know, Stephen, he tunes in on the show a lot, and he puts a lot of brilliant conversation information up inside the chat room, and all these individuals that do their radio shows on TCT and 1800 online, and People to People Radio, and Scotty Sovereign's On the Land, Shaziz Radio, and all the other multiple networks out there. they take this time out of their own personal lives to try to benefit their own personal communities and your communities as well by posting and presenting information that, you know, will tell you a little bit about, you know, the past, or maybe show you a little bit of light, hope for the future and stuff like that. So, to me, it's an honorable cause to do what it is that we're doing here, you know. None of us put ourselves higher than any other, you know. We don't always agree on everything, but we do always agree to disagree in a respectful manner. And we use universal peace and love to spread our message and hope to the world. You know, I believe that we all have potential to do so many wonderful things. I believe that we're living in the golden age is pretty much what I've been talking about throughout this entire Knights of the Round Table. And the potential that we have at our disposal, the access to the technology and the ways that we can cross international boundaries and reach across the world and touch someone else's heart and life and try to give them some sort of uplifting message of hope. Sometimes we got to point out the negativity part of the life that tells people that, you know, there are terrible things in this world that need to be resolved, such as the link to the video that I posted over there in the Shaziz Radio chat room in the superchat.html page. You know, I'm going to go ahead and read that comment again for those of you who might just be tuning in and missed out on it. But it pretty much sums up the video, not necessarily what is actually in the video. So this video made my heart, spirit, and my soul cry for humanity. It's not by far the worst thing I have seen, but one of the many painful thorns on the cactus of life that we find ourselves in. Please wake up, people, and help all those who wish to stop the madness. We have the power. We have the numbers. Now what we need is the will to break these chains of despair and stop feeding the beast that is eating us all alive. Peace and love to all. Now, I didn't necessarily explain, I did earlier in the show what was going on in the video, but it's pretty much, we know all kinds of things are going on in the world. There's all kinds of suffering in every nation, in every community. There's people that need assistance, that need help, and they need love. Sometimes it's just as simple as a smile, you know. And I talk about the power of the written word, the power of the spoken word, the power of the pen, the power of your actions, and the power of love that every individual carries around in them. You are by far one of the most important pieces of the machine that makes this world go. And we can't do this without you. By ourselves, we can do some pretty profound and pretty amazing things, but together, united as a world community, not under some one world government or some one world religion, but under an idea that all the past mistakes that many nations, all nations as far as I'm concerned, have made, not ever be repeated, but we learn from those mistakes and we move on into the future and build a better world. I honestly believe, as crazy as it sounds, and it may make me, you know, appear to be and sound insane, as I believe that we literally have the power, the free will to bring about heaven on earth, to live in harmony with nature. You know, we have every answer, every solution to every question ever ask. Every problem can be solved by us. You know, I do believe in the Creator. Some folks out there may not. But one thing stands true. We are on this beautiful earth together. This is our transportation through time and space itself. And while some are out there patching up one side, there are others out there tearing down the other side. We have to somehow or another show them the error of their ways and live our lives and lead by example according to our own faith, according to our own beliefs. Whatever you do in your life, if it's good and you are leading by example, you practice what you preach, and you're more than apt to get others to follow behind you and adopt what you choose, the way you chose to live your life. Here on ShazizRadio.com, we welcome all individuals out here. We welcome anybody who chooses to be respectful and throw something positive in the pot there, you know. It's like that story, the stone soup. I'm not going to say it over the air. Just if you ever get a chance to, look up the story, stone soup. I've said it before, you know. It's one of just tiny examples of what we could accomplish with a little bit of wisdom. Shouldn't be anybody on this world doing without. There shouldn't be any starvation. There shouldn't be all this pollution and all this craziness going on. We have the potential to use what our Creator has provided for us, this beautiful planet that is just so abundant. And if you learn to work in harmony with nature, nature will take care of you. If you put back what you're not using and you share with others out there in this world, this world was designed to take care of you, and you were designed to take care of it and one another. You are the caretakers. You are your brother's keeper. And the sooner we could get people in this world to come to that understanding that we really truly need one another. We have our differences, and maybe to some extent we need our differences. Maybe to some extent we need to be able to have things that are happening in the world that we need to be able to overcome. It's that adventurous spirit portion of our life that we have to overcome. We have to do for one another to try to save humanity, to try to bring about understanding. You know, I believe that things are the way that they are for a reason. I believe that life in itself is school. And while we're in the schoolhouse of life and we're doing all the crazy stuff, you know, it's like the little kid in the back of the class throwing paper wads at everybody, disrupting everything. Or the bully picking on the little kid, you know. He hasn't learned yet. He hasn't reached that higher level of understanding of what life is truly all about. And so he continues to repeat the same mistakes of the past, and he keeps continuing to disrupt the class. And that's what we've got going on here in our world. We've got misguided or misleaded or whatever type of representatives of our governments out there that just don't get it. I say that the majority of the people of this world, they actually truly in their heart, they already get it. They just don't act upon it. Such as if you see anybody in need, you know, do you prejudge them for what they look like, how they're dressed? If I give this homeless man money, will he just go buy drugs? Am I hurting him by trying to help him? I don't believe any time you reach your hand out to help another living soul on this planet that you're harming them, as long as your intent is well. If you give that man the money, and he does go to the liquor store, maybe the only comfort that he has in his misguided life. Or you could take it a step farther and you could actually spend more time with that individual, you know. Stop by on a daily basis if you know that he's going to be up there all the time and share the light that's in you with him. It's showing that there's something different out there in this world. Individuals, when they get to the point where they're so discouraged that they're just believe that everything is beyond all hope, will basically seep through the cracks of society and seclude themselves in a world out there away from people. And by nature, all humans are social beings. We like to be liked. We like to be friends. We like to have families. We like to gather and just be with each other. And so it seems kind of saddening to me that a person would have to take a lone journey through this life by themselves and think that the rest of the world just isn't worthwhile anymore. But if you show them through your life what's going on in your life, you show them that, that life isn't all bad, you may be the only one in their entire life, their entire existence, that ever gave them the courtesy and the respect to recognize them as an equal human. And like I said earlier, that individual might look up at you as if you were a god. You did something for them that they've never experienced in their life. Doesn't mean that you're a god, but it does mean that you get it. You understand it. With this world, you know, live life in love. Just the meaning of life. Love is forever. It's universal. It stands the test of time. And when you look out into this world and you see all the need, and you think that you're not able to do nothing about it, I don't believe that our Creator set us down here to submit to evil. I don't believe that our Creator put us down here to fail. I believe we're down here to learn. And if you believe yourself to be so worthless that you can't do anything to make this world a better place in any form or fashion, you're not only cutting yourself short, but you're cheating the world out of what it is to be you. That special, unique individual, the one of a kind. The Sister Tracy's of the world, the Patty Walking Turtles of the world, the Two Dogs of the world, the Shaziz's, the Stephen Gibbons of the world, all these individuals out there. All unique individuals, all with their own perspectives and their own beliefs, but all with a common cause. Ask Granada Steve what he wants out of this world. He'll tell you. He'll even listen to you. He's listened to me talk before. He's checked in on me on many occasions to see how I was doing. He tried to uplift my spirit when I was down. As far as I'm concerned, he did a fine job because he kept me motivated to keep on doing the Knights of the Round Table. I'm sitting here by myself right now. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about all the times before that every one of the knights came from all different nations and we all sat down and we did what it is that we do and what Patty Walking Turtle and Two Dog and Gerald Whitehorse and all the wonderful individuals over there do whenever they sit around the table. They pass the talking stick to each other. They respectfully talk about what they believe in the world and how to try to solve things. And no matter who you agree with or don't agree with, if you can deliver a message to the world with love and understanding and respect for one another, and the knowledge that we're not always going to agree on things, but together, putting all our differences besides, all of our colors, our races, our religious beliefs, or lack thereof, we are all still, regardless of what we're all going through, our trials and tribulations of our own lives, important gears in that machine that makes this life go. And for every single gear that we lose out of this machine, it makes each and every one of us have to work just that much harder to try to stop the madness, to try to make this world a better place. I say things like, we are the founding fathers, the mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the aunts, and the uncles, and the cousins, and the nieces, and the nephews of our children and our children's children's future, and what we do today will definitely define the world that they live in tomorrow. I'd like to see them at least have a world to live in tomorrow. It's probably one of the reasons why that video that I posted over there at JazizRadio.com and the superchat.html, it affected me as much as it did. It's not necessarily the worst thing that I've ever seen, but it made my heart, my spirit, my soul cry for humanity, because I saw, you know, when you watch as a missile is pulling off the ground and leaves the trail behind it, and then there's another one, and then another one, and I can't remember the name of the show that it used to be on, but there was basically a World War III, a nuclear war show that came on years and years ago. And it showed some folks standing out in Kansas, and they could see missiles coming up out of the silo heading over to wherever they were going. And that's probably the most scary thought that you could ever possibly imagine. Not just because you know that they're coming back your direction, there's other ones coming your way as well, but to know for each and every one of those that goes over and lands and detonates, that the for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, and the devastation, the real lives, the children, the women, the innocents that are on the other side. It's not the average Joe out there that wants to send those over to their neighboring countries. But once you release that bullet from that gun, you can't pull it back. It's too late. And the only thing that you have from that point on is regrets of your actions. What I'm submitting to the world and what I'm hoping and praying for is that people wake up to wisdom and they actually see the light. And they understand that we've got to stop this before it ever even starts. We've got to continue to shine the light on evil in every direction that we can possibly shine it on. I mean, we need to turn every single light on in the house to show who they are and what they are for truth and hope and humanity's sake. It's what we do here on these networks. We didn't get up in the morning to decide to go out and fear-monger the world and scare them into buying our product. We did it because out of the love of our families and the hope for our children to have a better world. There's not a one amongst us. When Two Dog takes his shoes off and goes walks through the woods and checks out nature and becomes one with all of his surroundings and meditates into what it is to be alive, he understands the beauty of it all. He gets it. I get it. And I'm hoping, just like he's hoping, just like Patty and everybody else out here on these networks are hoping, to share that with you. And if you come to these radio stations and you're from another network and you hear a radio show that you like, download that radio show. Go play it to your friends. If you believe in the message, share it around to the world, because brothers and sisters, we don't have all the time in the world. The clock is ticking down on humanity. And at some point, when the darkness overcomes the light to the extent that there is no more light, when all hope is lost and we finally take this beautiful world over the cliff into the great abyss that is the eternal darkness, I believe hell itself, there's no turning back from that point. And these individuals that join us on a weekly basis or a daily basis, depending on which show they're tuning in to be part of, they get it. get it. They understand. We need to put more events together. We need to put more networks together. We need to continue to spread the message of hope around this world, to show people that they themselves, each and every individual out there, are more important than they can possibly imagine. That they're more powerful than they can possibly imagine. The system of the beast has pretty much convinced all of the individuals out there who are living their lives in despair and drugged out and alcohol-driven comas that they're so worthless that the only relief that they can get is to pick up a bottle or to put a gun to their head or maybe jump off a bridge. We can't afford to lose our brothers and sisters. For every person that we lose, for every piece of the puzzle, for every single gear that falls out of that machine, the least likely are we're going to make it to the other side intact and be what it is that we could be. We have the power, we have the numbers to literally bring about a heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak. And I have to continue to say this because it's important that not under some one world religion or under some one world government, but under a one world idea that we have a love for our fellow brothers and sisters around the world, and we have a love so strong for our future generations and our children and their children under a one world idea. The dream that we all believe in so strongly. I get it. Everyone else out there on these networks, they get it. That's why we do what it is that we do. That's why we take the time to get up early in the morning or late at night and we put on these shows for you guys out there and gals, in hopes that we can benefit your life and you would share this information with somebody else. We need more people in these chat rooms. Not because we're trying to get rich or famous or anything like that. It's not about money. It's not about fame or fortune. It's about knowing that this message is getting out to you. You're there, you're interacting, you see something that needs to be fixed, and you're one of the ones that picks up a rake or picks up a shovel or a trash bag, and you pitch in and you do your part in your community. You uplift your neighbors, your friend, and your family members. You feed the hungry in your community. And when the communities around you see how wonderful it is in your community, you have led by example and they will follow. How is it that you guys are so happy over there in that town of Pleasantville? How is it that you guys are so prosperous? And you tell them. You show them, you teach them, you teach them the alternative gardening, you teach them the alternative energy. You teach them all the stuff that you've spent all your time doing research for. There are so many brilliant researchers out there that have such a vast amount of knowledge, and one brain can't hold all that information by themselves. And you put all these brilliant individuals together and somebody puts on a table a problem that needs a solution, and somebody in that table is going to have that answer. These radio hosts and the people behind the scenes that keep these networks going, they get it. They understand that they're not helpless and that their words are just as powerful as everything else out there. If you have a message and you got to get this message out to the world, then by all means contact one of us on Skype. Add Shaziz as a contact on your Skype deal, or add me on Facebook or whatever. Jump down in the chat room and shout it out, hey, I need to tell everybody something. Because Granada Steve over there at Awake Radio, if you've got a message that's going to benefit the world, he'll be the first one in line to help you out. If you want to be a host on his network and you got a respectful message to deliver, he'll be the first one to help you out. Same thing over on this side and all these other networks out there. It's all about, we know our world has a problem. And we understand that there's only one way that's going to get fixed. And that's when we all come to the realization that we are the light. We are the ones. Our Creator put us down here not to fail, but to succeed, to be the caretakers, to be our brother's keeper, to be the ones who protect and work in harmony with the awesome creation that is this world. And the misguided leaders of the world, they need our help. My God, they need it. They're making a mess of things. We need to respectfully take their authority away from them and put them back down here with us. We're the base of that pyramid, of that secret society that you call Illuminati or the Freemasons and all that. We are the base of the pyramid. We're the base of the system that holds the dragon above our heads. And until we understand that the numbers outweigh the minority that is ruling elite of this world, until we, as the base of the pyramid, you guys walk to the north and we'll walk to the south and they walk to the east and they walk to the west, and we gradually set that dragon down on the ground and say, look, you're going to have to behave yourself or we're going to have to put you on the chain. You understand what I'm saying, people? We're not helpless. We're not beyond hope. It's not over yet. In my good book, it says no man knows the time or day. They come like a thief in the night. But it also says in there that lest these days be numbered, these things shall come to pass, which tells me that, you know, there is hope. Lest these days be shortened, these things must come to pass. We are on a path in our destiny to sure destruction at the rate that we're going. Some people believe that there were other societies prior to us that literally got so powerful and technologically advanced that they literally destroyed themselves. Or maybe even possibly some unforeseen force from outer space came in and wiped them all out and we had to start all over again. But if it was by their own doing, such as what would be the equivalence of our World War III, then we need to nip it in the bud and we need to learn from the past mistakes. And we need to not repeat them. We need to do whatever it takes to send our world down the path to harmony and peace and love. I may sound like some crazy old hippie that just, can't we all just get along? I understand that this world needs some sort of adversity so that we can have the challenge to rise to the occasion to overcome, you know. Personally, I would rather be bored in a peaceful world than fighting for my life and survival in an exciting world. Back when I was younger, I might have wanted to be the superhero that runs around and fights the bad guy. But as you get older, I'm going to tell you, you can ask anybody. Your energy isn't just as well as it used to be. And you might want to rather take a nap than go out and fist fight with your neighbor. Life is a learning experience, and we are all searching for the truth of the matter. But let's find that truth together. Let us from all nations come together and find that truth together. We can respectfully agree to disagree on the way there. We will finally will walk that journey together. We'll find the end of the road. We will find the truth. We'll know who was right and who was wrong. But in the meantime, the world that we leave behind us, the beauty that we put out there, when our Creator looks down upon this earth after our works and smiles on us, I think that's what He wants. I think that's what our Creator wants. For us to take all the gifts that we've been given and use them working together so that we understand the true meaning of life, our potential. I believe we were put here to succeed, not to fail. There are those out there who want you to believe that you must fail, that it's written in stone that we will fail. But if you believe in divine intervention in a higher power, and you believe that we were truly given gifts, gifts to sing like an angel, gifts to draw the best picture you've ever seen, to build the nicest house, to create the wonderful sculptures or whatever, if you believe that we were truly given gifts from our Creator, then how can you believe that that Creator would want you to fail? I believe the greatest glory that we can give back to the Creator that gave our lives in this world to us, and the greatest honor would be for us to succeed and understand and reach the full meaning of what it means to be enlightened and understand that together with all the gifts that were scattered amongst all the lands and all the nations of the world, that together we make the machine that is the world. And we take that to its highest potential. We succeed and we create a literal heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak. And when our Creator looks down upon us with a smile, that's a dream. That's a big dream. That's a tall order. But that's what I believe in. And I hope deep down in my heart that everyone else believes in that as well. And I hope that together we can come together, and even if we're going to fail, even if we will never live to see the fruits of our labor, as long as we try, as long as we give it everything we got, then what more can anybody ask? Nobody in this world's perfect. We weren't meant to be perfect. At least not alone. Not individually. But together, I can see it. Together, I can see the potential of all of humanity. Together, I can literally see what we could accomplish if we could break down the borders, if we could set aside the weapons of war and set aside our differences to work towards a common goal of making sure that there's not one empty stomach and not one sad eye in this world because of the deeds of mankind. We can feed the hungry. We can shelter the homeless. We can heal the sick. We can create a better infrastructure for a better world from this point on. We can learn from the past mistakes of all nations. Peace never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. And the best weapon that we've got, simple four-letter word, man. It's that easy. It's that simple. I'm going to take a quick music break and try to regather my thoughts. I just want to say to everybody out there, thank you for everything you do. And I just want to say, with all, you know, it's my honor to even know any of you guys. To me, it's an honor just to have you take your time out of your life to even listen to anything this crazy old man says.
Terrified.
everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table with old King Shaziz the Terrible. All the other knights are out running around fighting dragons and the whole good versus evil thing and trying to get through their lives and do all the things that they got to do to take care of their families and try to make the world a better place in their own communities. You know, there's a lot of words of wisdom that have flowed through these radio networks. There's a lot of brilliant individuals who have said a lot of things on behalf of those who didn't have the opportunity to speak for themselves. And so along with all these words of wisdom, there are a lot of things that should be said, that could be said. But most of all, there's a lot of things that need to be done. It's a whole lot of work out there. Some of you got the energy to do so, and some of you don't. Some of you have the motivation, and some of you don't. But one thing stands true in this whole deal, nothing gets done unless you get up and do it yourself. A lot of people done a lot of good work here. A lot of good people poured their heart and soul, that souls out together on this Knights of the Round Table and other shows. We've all laughed together, we've cried together. We've watched as some of us have passed on into the next world or realm of existence, wherever we go when we leave this earth. And for those fallen, that will be truly missed because of all the contributions that they have put out for it. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of good people that finally gave up and walked away to catch their breath. Some of which come and go on a regular basis just to check in and see how things are going. Some of us have been on the front for so long, we just don't know what it's like out there on the other side. But we believe so wholeheartedly in the dream that we're willing to take the time out of our lives to do what it is that we do. So if you can support any of these networks out there, go over and support Awake Radio. If you believe in what it is that they're doing, support them. Go over there and support Scottish Sovereigns on the Land. Go over and support People to People Radio, 1800 Online, TCT Radio. If you like Shaziz Radio, come over and support Shaziz Radio. Underneath the Awake Radio chat room over here on ShazizRadio.com in the Super Chat HTML, there is a button underneath there right under the Facebook share button, which you can utilize as well. But you can click there and it'll give you other radio stations. Let me just go ahead and click on that. See, I don't know. I got to get back and check to see how many of them still up and running and how many of them need to be, new ones need to be in there. There's Tinosaur Radio, another wonderful network out there, People to People Radio, We Roar, Natural Health Radio, 1800 Online, These Changing Times, Sky High Radio, Red Ice Creations, Capricorn Radio, The Liberty Beacon, PSN Radio, and more to come. If you got a radio network out there and you believe in what it is that we're doing over here and you want me to throw a link up there to send more people your way, see, I don't care whether they get the information off of my radio network. They can get the information off of any radio network. As long as it's positive, helpful, beneficial information and you want them to come listen to what you got to say, I don't care whether they get it here or Awake Radio or Scotty Sovereigns on the Land, as long as they get the message that there are others out there fighting for the same thing that they believe in. And to the folks that are working behind the scenes here, I'm preaching to the choir. There's a message in the Awake Radio chat room that says we have been doing that. And I say to that individual that put that message out, that message wasn't for you, because I know you've been doing that. That message is for all the people that came about, that dropped in to say, see what you were saying and see what we were saying, see what we all were doing. If you believe in the dream and what it is that we're talking about, tell your folks out there on all your other social media networks, tell them there are good people left in this world that are trying to do the right thing, to try to steer this boat that we're on to a better way, to a better life. There is no hidden agenda on any of these networks. They tell you right out front what it is that they want. They want peace, hope, and love, not just for their children, but for your children and the future children and us, and, you know. And they don't want a one-world government. We don't need a one-world government. We don't need a one-world religion or one-world system or whatever. We need Russia to be Russia and China to be China and Korea to be Korea and Vietnam to be Vietnam and Ireland to be Ireland and Scotland to be Scotland and Canada to be Canada and Mexico to be Mexico and so on and so on. We need their heritage to stay intact. We need all the nations of the world and all the cultures of the world to stay intact. We need to learn from all the past mistakes that have been made by all the governments of the world and the things that have occurred so that we never repeat those again. And we need to reach down to those communities and lift them up to the same level as us. All of us need to lift up somebody up. There's somebody out there who's not even at your level. And since I believe that all men are created equal, all women are created equal, and we're all divine creatures from a divine creator, that we need to bring ourselves to the point where we are lifting up our fellow man and our fellow woman to where they belong. Their birthright to live side by side as equals in this beautiful world. And for us to be the caretakers that we were meant to be. You are your brother's keeper. You need to take care of your neighbors. You need to uplift your communities. We're not always going to agree on nothing. That's just human. Where I see my God is not necessarily where you may see yours. But if we walk that journey together, side by side, and you hold dear to your beliefs and I hold dear to mine, and we just keep walking that journey side by side while building a better community behind us, when we finally get to the end of that road, that long journey of trials and tribulations that we're going to share together, we can turn around and we can look and see the fruits of our labor that we left behind. And those who come up behind us, they will have an easier path than what we've had. They won't have all the sorrows and heartaches. I believe that in every faith, that's what everyone wants. And I believe that the majority of all humankind are good-hearted souls. I believe that we've allowed our misguided leaders from every nation to do what they have done to this world and to each of us and our brothers and sisters around the globe. We've allowed them to do this for too long. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to raise our voice so loud, to shout it from every single mountaintop in every single nation, to let the world out there know that change has truly come. Not by some politician or some representative, but by you in me and the rest of the good people of the world. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking your time to listen to this crazy old mad science guy. I want to tell you how honored and how humbled I am by the love that you've shared. And I want to tell you that as long as I can fight the good fight and as long as I can keep the struggle alive, as long as I can keep this body motivated, I'm going to be out there and I'm going to be shouting it for you. I'm going to be shouting it for me. So with that said, there's other folks out there in line getting ready to tell you a good message. If you're over there at ShazizRadio.com on the Super Chat HTML, there's a Facebook share button. You can click on that right there and it'll send you over so you can send people here to hear the next folks in line in Awake Radio and Shaziz Radio and all the other networks. You can tell them to come listen and tell them to talk with you. Maybe you meet a new friend. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would... Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What? I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, we dance when we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to bed in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right. All right.
Fizzes the Turbo! Always looking to Fizz the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!